们今天晚上的聚会要跟各位互相参考，题目是苦难中的颂赞。
For tonight's topic, for tonight's encouragement, our topic is praise in afflictions.
每个基督徒都有受过苦难。
All Christians have been through tribulations.
如果呢，有人见证他信主都没有经过苦难，这个很少。
There are not too many people can testify that after they believe in the Lord, they have not encountered hardship.
因为这是主耶稣要促进每一个人的成长，在信仰上有所成长。
Because this is a test from Jesus to make us grow in our faith.
新约圣经我们可以看出呢，受苦难的非常多的就是保罗。
In the New Testament, the person that we can learn that has suffered the most would be Paul.
我们可以在《使徒行传》里面呢，看到他的行程所经过的苦难太多啊。
And from the Book of Acts, we can learn that he has been through much tribulations.
那因为这个苦难太多，才能够让他呢在属灵方面有很丰富的体验。
Because of such afflictions.This gave him much experience in his life.
才能够写出呢，有关苦难中能够颂赞的这种奥秘的道理。
That he was able to learn, to praise God in this time of afflictions.
所以有时候我们所经历的苦难比他少得多啊。
So what it is, our tribulations as compared to his.
那么我们就很困难去了解这些道理。
Then it would be much difficult for us to understand this teaching.
好在有保罗呢，他经历的苦难太多啊。
It is fortunate that Paul has been through such tribulations.
才有这些宝贵的道理来告诉我们去了解。
Only then we are able to understand him.
请看哥林多后书第一章第三节到第五节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章第三节到第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
第三节到第五节。
Sorry, verse 3 to 5.
哥林多后书第一章第三节到第五节。
2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，受各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所述的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。第五节。
Five.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。保罗在这边所提到的苦难跟安慰啊。
Here Paul talks about suffering and comfort.
这是他所经历过的事情。
These are the matters that he has been through himself.
尤其他在以弗所那边的一段时间呢，所遭遇的患难很多啊。
Especially the time when he was in Ephesus, that he most encountered the difficulties.
但是这些患难让他了解，旧约圣经书人所提到的受苦与我有益啊。
And these sufferings has brought to the teaching that suffering will bring us benefit.
他如果没有经历呢，也许这一节圣经他不太了解。
If he hasn't been through this suffering, then perhaps he would not understand these words at all.
当然呢，保罗对旧约圣经很熟悉啊。
Of course, Paul is much familiar with the scriptures.
但是在诗篇119:71提到。
But in Psalm 19:17, it tells us.
所受苦是与我们有益的。
That it tells us that suffering will benefit us.
所以他才在体验当中渐渐了解这一节圣经的含义。
So it was through his suffering that he gradually learned to understand this meaning.
但是有的人在受苦中呢，虽然声音感谢神，但是呢，内心总是有一点埋怨在里面。
But some people, when they've been through suffering, they may may speak of some praises from their mouth, but deep in their heart, they may have some complaint.
那为什么有埋怨呢?
Why do they have such a complaint?
因为他没有看出跟他有异啊，到底异在哪里啊？他看不出来。
Because they did not understand that there is suffering, there's benefit in suffering, and they do not know what it will bring them.
如果我们在每一处的啊这个患难中都能够看出与我有益的话
，If we are able to see that all suffering are beneficial to us。
感谢都来不及，哪有怨言呢
？Then how grateful we should be, never to show complain.
因为圣经的话呢不会骗人，是真实的。
Because the words from the Bible is absolute truth.
既然说有益，就是一定有益的。
Since it say that it's beneficial, therefore it must be.
那么保罗就在他的体会当中呢，真的发现有益。
Then Paul himself has truly understood that it is beneficial to him，
因为他也了解呢，主耶稣在世的时候曾经讲过。
Because he understand that once when Jesus was on earth, he once said，
说在世界里面有苦难。
He said that in the world you have suffering，
除非你不住在这个世界。
If not, then you would not be living in this world.
那么既然住在世界呢，世界就有苦难。
Since you are in this world, then this world will have suffering.
但是在苦难中呢，我们应当有的态度是什么？
But during our suffering, what should be our attitude?
这就有很深奥的道理在里面。
Then from this, we'll have much deep meaning.
那么能够一层一层去了解以后呢？
After you have learned deep from it,
对我们的灵性生活呢，属灵的生活呢，帮助就很大。
Then it will help, very much help our daily life and our spiritual life.
不止这样，对我们的人生观呢，也会渐渐改变，去调整它。
Not only that, it will, change our concept of life, and gradually we will adjust to it.
那首先呢，我们要提到的呢，就是。在苦难中会让人来认识神的慈悲神的慈爱
and first we can learn during our suffering the compassionate and the love of God
这是保罗在这边提到的
this is what Paul spoke of
他说愿颂赞归于主耶稣基督我们的父神、啊、
he says here praise to the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus
然后他提到说就是发慈悲的父啊
，and later he said that this is the father of compassion，
也就是说呢，在患难中会更认识神的慈悲啊
，and that is to tell us that during our suffering we will learn of his compassion。
简单说就是做儿女的要了解父亲呐、啊。
Simply put it, the children must understand the father。
如果他一直在温室当中呢，很难去了解父母亲的爱。
If they were living in comfort, then it would be hard for them to understand the love of their parent.
如果他是在风雨中长大呢，他会感受得很深啊。
If they have been through tribulations, then they will understand it deeply.
所以患难少的信徒呢，对主耶稣的认识不深刻啊。
So those who have not suffered does not understand Jesus deeply.
所以保罗能够呢更深的了解神的慈悲啊。
So Paul was able to understand the depth compassionate of God.
这跟他所受的苦难都有关系啊。
And it's all due to the fact that he has been through sufferings.
所以在我们心目中的这个传道人保罗呢他不是一帆风顺的人呐、
啊。So this preacher Paul, in our mind, that he is not a man of success of all success.
他自从信耶稣以后，都一直在逆境当中挣扎。
Since he believed in the Lord, he has been through struggles.
就是因为这样，让他呢更认识父的慈悲啊。
And it was only then.That he was able to understand the compassionate of God.
所以除了保罗以外，当年呢也有一些敬畏神的人。
So beside Paul, there are other people that fear the Lord.
经历一次苦难以后呢，对神的认识就进了一大步了。
And that when they have been through suffering, they have came to understand God more than before.
在犹大王当中有一个叫西西家。
In the kingdom of Judah, there is a king called Hezekiah.
他的环境非常好。
And he was living in a good environment.
但是有一天呢，以赛亚先知来告诉他。
But one day, Prophet Isaiah came to tell him,
说你要赶快留一命给你的家族啊，你会死掉。
That you must leave your inheritance to your children because you're about to die.
西西家王听到先知这么说，吓了一跳。
And when King Hezekiah heard what the God spoke to him, he was very frightened.
我正是中年的时候，正是强健的时候，怎么要我死掉呢？
He was saying to himself that he is in such a strong health and in such only in the middle age. How would he about to die?
因为他生病，这个病算是很轻微的病。
Because the sickness that he has suffered.Is considered a minor one.
但是一个人呢，怕生病，很轻，他还说：“哦，病都会死哦。”
But if a person is sick, then he's very afraid that the sickness might lead him to die.
那西西家王就是这种情形。
And this is what King Hezekiah was afraid of.
后来呢，他就很迫切祷告。
Later on, he prayed fervently.
男人眼泪不轻弹啊。
Men may not shed the tears easily.
他竟然呢啊在神的面前痛哭啊。
And yet, him cried in front of God.
因为哭也不可，因为这个跟生命有关系啊。
Because he has no other way but cry because this is a matter of life and death.
如果哭声跟眼泪能够换回生命呢，也值得的。
But if cries and tears can bring back life, then this is perhaps worthy.
那真的，他的哭声跟眼泪呢，能够换回他的生命。
And true enough, his tears and weeping has brought him life.
所以神啊，就借着先知又告诉他了。
So through the prophet, God spoke.
那时候西西家王内心的感受呢，就跟过去不一样的。
Only then.Hezekiah has a different feeling before then.
我们来看他所说的其中的几句话。
Let us see what he has spoke.
请看以赛亚书三十八章第九节第十节。
Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah.
三十八章。
Chapter 38.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
犹大王西西家患病已经痊愈，就作书说：“我说，正在我中年之日，必进入阴间的门。我剩余的年岁不得享受。”他真的感受到时间的宝贵。
He truly knows the precious of time，
因为他的人生呢，还没有。见到老人的这种时间啊。
Because he has not reached the time of old age.
只是到中年而已啊。
He has only reached the prime of his life.
那么他剩余的时间非常少啊。
And so the time remaining for him is few.
那他做王不能够去享受，很遗憾的。
And as a king, he was unable to enjoy that. That would be unfortunate.
但是神呢，答应要让他呢再活下去。
But God has agreed that he should live a bit longer.
结果呢，他能够多活十几年呐。
Then he was able to live for 10 over years.
所以他对神的慈悲呢，就更深入的了解。
And so he was able to understand the compassion of God.
那么有关受患难的，像约伯记的主角约伯也是一样的。
Job, people like Job that has been through much suffering,
他也是呢，经过一场的患难以后呢，更深入的了解神的慈悲啊。
And he too was able to understand the compassion of God after he has been through the sufferings.
那么主耶稣呢所说的比喻当中有一个浪子回头的比喻也是一样的。
And among all the parables that was spoken by Jesus, and one of them is the parable of the prodigal son.
以前对他的父亲的了解不深入。
Before he was unable to understand his father.
但是这个浪子会回头，就是因为受苦以后才会回头的。
But this prodigal son was able to return home is because of the suffering that he has encountered.
那么他呢，对他的父亲的了解啊，就更深入了。
Then he was able to understand his father much.
所以在信仰上，有时候呢，有的过得马马虎虎、迷迷糊糊啊。
So sometimes in our life, we may live a life of a social life,
好像对得救也没有什么关系，没有什么重要。
And we might not even care about our salvation or whether we could be safe or not.
No, 经过受苦以后呢，他会更认真的。
But after through suffering, then we might take it seriously enough.
因为在苦难中呢，他会想很多事情。
Because in time of tribulations, he might have time to think of many things.
所以这也是神要调整一个人的心态比较正确的一种方法。
And this is the proper way, this is the proper method that God used to adjust a concept of a person.
请看诗篇一百十九篇六十七节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 19,
六十七节
verse 67.
诗篇一百十九篇六十七节。
119.
六十七节
67.
我为受苦以先走迷那路，现在却遵守你的话。做书的人呢，他也曾经在信仰上走迷路啊。
The psalmist here, he himself has been through, he has been lost.
神的话啊，不什么重要。
He may not take regard of what God's, the words of God.
但受苦以后呢，他观念改变。
But after through suffering, he has a different concept.
他尊重神的话，而走正确的道路。
He has respected the word of God and has taken the correct path.
因为他更认识神的慈爱。
Because he has now known the compassion of God.
所以苦难本身就是一种神的慈爱。
So suffering itself is the love of compassion from God.
那保罗就是在苦难中呢，发现这个苦难就是神的慈悲啊。
And Paul understood in his suffering that the compassion of God is.
所以希伯来书的作者呢，在阐明富足的关系啊。希伯来书。
So the book of the author of Hebrew has explained the relationship.
说做父亲的竟然管教自己的儿女呀。
That a parent often teaches his children.
那何况呢？万年的父就是我们的天父啊。
And what more, the God of all nations, that is our Father,
更会来管教我们。
That he too will teach us.
那么管教当中呢，就是本身就是父的慈悲啊。
And during the teaching, it is the time where God shows His compassion.
但是管教也不一定你走偏差才管教。
It is not necessary that you have diverted the truth that He will teach you.
关心啊，教你认识更多的事情啊。
Teaching.Is to show concern that he wants to let you know more things.
所以严格的管教有时候很痛苦啊。
So sometimes a strict teaching will be very painful.
但是这是神的 慈悲啊。
But this is the compassion of God.
我们同看诗篇一百十九篇七十五节。
Let us look at Psalm 119.
诗篇一百十九篇七十五节。
Verse 75.
耶和华，我知道你的判宜是公义的，你使我受苦是以诚实待我。诗人在这里提到说神啊让他受苦啊。
Here the psalmist said that God has allowed him to be afflicted.
是以诚实来待他。
And that he, is through faithfulness that he brought him.
同样的今天主耶稣也是这种态度来对待我们。
And today it is similar that Lord Jesus will treat us this way as well.
其实呢根据耶利米先知在阐明神的爱的时候
，and Jeremiah explained the love of God.
他说神不甘心让神的百姓来受苦啊。
That God does not bear the heart to allow His people to suffer.
请看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let us turn to Lamentation chapter 3,
32节、33节。
32 and 33.
耶利米哀歌三章三十二节三十三节。
Lamentation chapter 3:32 and 33.
主虽然使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯。33节。
33.
因他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。先知耶利米跟保罗一样。
Prophet Jeremiah is the same as Paul.
经历很多的苦难的先知啊。
These are the prophet has been through much afflictions.
才能够写出这些真理来告诉我们。
That enable them to write the truth to tell us.
他说呢，主神有诸般的慈爱。
That God has all the unfailing love.
神的慈爱有很多种啊。
God, compassion has many kind.
那么这个是要让我们一层一层去了解啊。
That he wanted us to learn, the depth of his love.
他说神呢不甘心让神的百姓受苦啊。
He says that he is unwillingly to bring, harm to his people.
他看到呢我们这些信他的人忧愁，他也很难过的。
And when he see we grieve, then he will be in sorrow as well.
但是呢，在这个苦难当中，却是神的慈爱。
But through this afflictions, it is the love of God.
那么，这是保罗呢在哥林多后书里面所阐明的道理呀。
And this is what Paul.Explained to us in 2 Corinthians.
那么我们再看回哥林多后书第一章的第四节、第五节。
Let us now turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 5. 4 and 5.
第四节、第五节。
4 and 5.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。第五节
，five，
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。保罗在这边强调，一切的患难中得到安慰。
Here Paul emphasized that through all suffering we will receive compassion, comfort.
神的安慰如果只有一种抉择呢太单调。
If God's comfort is only in one way, then it would be quite monotonous.
但是保罗因为经历一切的患难
，but because Paul has been through all sufferings,
那么得到主耶稣的各种安慰
and he would receive a various kind of comfort from Lord Jesus.
那么我们呢，有没有得到各种安慰呢
？And do we today receive all kinds of comfort?
当然患难少。所得的安慰的种类也是少啊。
Because we have been through not much suffering, therefore it is less compassion that we receive from him.
所以保罗能够在患难中来颂赞神啊。
So Paul was able to praise God in time of afflictions.
他除了了解呢，苦难能够让他更认识神的慈悲以外，
and beside that, he knows that during his time of afflictions, that he will understand the compassion of God.
第二点就是让他呢，得到各种安慰。
And second is that he will receive various kind of comfort.
这是用钱买不到的。
And there you cannot buy it with money.
这种心灵的享受好像我们嘴巴在吃东西啊。
This spiritual comfort is likened to we eating something.
你如果有钱，你可以买多样口味的东西来尝尝看。
If you have money, you perhaps can buy various food to test.
但是患难呢，同样的可以去体会神多样的安慰。
But sufferings is also you, when you've been through much sufferings, then you will experience many comfort from Jesus.
所以当你读《使徒行传》的时候，
So when you read the book of Acts,
你会发现保罗蒙召以后呢，就是不断的经历患难。
That you will come to know that Paul, after his calling, he has been through suffering from day on.
在他传道里的行程当中啊，
and during the time when he was preaching,
从十四章开始记载他在以哥念过程处啊，所经历的苦很多啊。
That in chapter 14, it tells us when he was in Iconium, he has been through much suffering.
那后来呢？到十六章又记载他在腓立比啊所受的苦难。
And later on in 15, the experience, the troubles that he has been through.
那到十七章那边又记载他在帖撒罗尼迦那边所遭受到苦难。
And in chapter 17, he has the suffering that he has been through in Thessalonica.
真是太多苦难。
This is much suffering.
当然，这个跟他的信心扯不上关系。
But of course, this has nothing to do with his faith.
也许是要让他个人呢，得到更多种的安慰。
And perhaps, this will allow him to receive many kinds of comfort.
然后呢，他说借着神的安慰，所受的安慰可以去安慰别人呐。
And the comfort that he's received, they was able to comfort others as well.
出得苦中苦，方为人上人啊！你没有出过那个苦啊
！If you have not experienced that kind of suffering,
你就不懂得怎样啊去安慰人啊。
Then you would not know how to comfort people.
所以保罗呢他能够在各教会有各种的安慰，就是从他的体会来的。
So Paul was able to comfort people in various places he went, is because he himself has received that kind of comfort.
所以神要训练一个安慰者必须呢安排各样的课程
So if God wanted a comforter, then He would train this comforter through all kinds of suffering.
在旧约圣经也有一个君王叫大卫
And in the Old Testament, there is a king called David.
他同样的患难太多
And he has experienced many afflictions.
但是呢，圣经怎么记载他所做的呢
？But what does the Bible tell us? What he did?
请看《撒母耳记上》二十二章第二节。
Let us turn to Second Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上
First Samuel chapter 22,
二十二章第二节。
Verse two.
凡受困迫的、欠债的、心灵苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的也有数百人。这些困苦人无路可走啊
！Here the distressed people has no way to turn, no place to turn to.
他们能够找到大卫就不离开
，and they.Able to found to find David, and they would not depart from him.
大卫能够做他们的头目
and David became their leader.
就是从大卫那边得到各种安慰
Because They was able to receive various kind of comfort from David.
这数百人所遭遇的都不太一样的。
These 400 people has different sufferings.
每个人心中的苦恼不一定一样的。
We have all our suffering may not be the same.
但是他们能够停留在大卫那边，一直的不要离开啊。
But they were able to stay with David and did not want to leave.
就是因为大卫呢啊，能够使这些人得到安慰。各地啊，不认识基督的人来到我们这边都能够得到安慰啊。
We must allow a people who doesn't believe in the Lord come to the church to receive comfort.
使神的这个圣工呢啊，能够更加活泼啊。
And so that the holy work will prosper.
这样的话呢，我们在苦难中呢。颂赞就啊，声音就很大。
And if that's the case, then our sound of praises will be very greatly during the time of affliction.
那么神的安慰呢，往往是间接的。
间接，
借着人哈，不是直接的。
Oh, the comfort, the teach,
是就是神安慰人，借着一个人来安慰哈。
God comfort a person through people.
我们请看这个哥林多后书第七章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7,
第六节第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
哥林多后书第七章第六节第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6 and 7.
但那安慰伤气诸人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们。第七节。
7.
不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们。因他把你们的想念、哀动和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。保罗曾经从提多来得到安慰。
Paul has once received comfort from Titus.
那么提多呢？曾经从哥林多教会那边的人来得到安慰。
And Titus in turn received comfort from the people of Corinth.
那提多也借着他所说的话，让保罗呢借着提多的话来从哥林多人得到安慰。对不起，就是提多是一个中间人啊，保罗从哥林多的人来得到安慰啊。
Titus is like a middleman and Paul was able to receive comfort through Titus.
这是非常奇妙的。
And this is miraculous.
啊，我先讲哦，刚才聚会前，师婶姐妹啊，她要我转告埃明顿教会呢，啊，来向我们表示感，啊，向我们问好，表示感谢哈。
And I'd like to testify that before the service starts, Sister Susan has approached me, asking me to. Say a few words of thanks to, from the Edmonton Church.
为什么他们有这种感受？就是因为他们感受到我们关怀他们。
And why did they want us to thank us? It's because they experienced our concern for them.
所以有弟兄姐妹去啊，他们就啊，托他们关怀的话来向我们问安问好啊。
And so when brothers and sisters went to their place and that.It would be natural for them to send greetings back to our church.
所以真教会有这种气氛，非常好啊。
So the true church has such an atmosphere, it is certainly very good.
那么保罗呢，当时在各地呢，教会就是有这种体会啊。
And Paul, at that time, he has that kind of experience.
那刚才我们所看的这两节圣经啊，
And the two verses that we have just read.
他提到哥林多教会的啊，这些想念哀动啊，还有向保罗的热心啊，借着提多来转达。
And just now we read the comfort and their zeals is through Paul. From Paul they passed the message.
那么保罗呢，就在这个时候得到各种的安慰，非常快乐。
And Paul at that time received various kind of comfort, and he was very and he was in joy.
所以这种啊间接的安慰呢，也能够得到啊更加欢喜啊。
And this kind of indirect comfort will bring much joy.
那我们再提一点，就是受苦能够使别人得到益处。
And suffering can also bring healing to people.
比如说你受苦，我可以得到益处，我受苦，你也可以得到益处。
For example, if you're suffering, I can be healed. Or when I'm in suffering, you can be healed.
这也是保罗呢啊，在这书信里面所强调的这一点的真理啊。
Sorry, it's not healing, but receive benefit. And this is what Paul talked about.
请看哥林多后书第一章第六啊第六节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6.
我们受患难是为叫你们得安慰得拯救，我们得安慰呢也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。这一节圣经比较长啊，但是很深入。
This verse may be long, but it has deep meaning.
保罗说：“我们受患难是要叫你们得安慰、得拯救。”
Paul said here, "We are in suffering so that you can be received, so that you can have salvation."
保罗跟他的同工受患难，能够让哥林多教会的信徒得到安慰跟拯救。
And Paul.Went through suffering, enabled the people of Corinth to be saved and receive comfort.
那么保罗他们得到安慰，哥林多教会他们也得到安慰。
And when Paul received comfort, the people in Corinth will receive comfort as well.
那哥林多教会因为没有经历过保罗这种苦难。
But because the church in Corinth has not been through the suffering that Paul went through.
但是呢他们知道保罗这种苦楚呢，他们知道以后，好像亲身去体会到。
But when the people of Corinth learn what Paul has been through, then this has been as if they have been the suffering they've been through themselves.
这个在属灵教会才有啊。
This is only you're able to experience this in the true church.
就是在灵里面。得到很丰富的这种经验
that you will receive abundant experience in the spiritual realm.
那为了要阐明这个意思啊
in order to explain this truth,
啊，我先提到这个洗礼归入主耶稣里面的
and I'd like to point out that receiving baptism belonging to the Lord.
保罗在强调这个是成为一体哈
and Paul emphasized that this isBeing as one.
请看加拉太书第三章二十七节二十八节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 3, 20.
加拉太书第三章二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十八节。
And 28.
你们受洗归入基督的都是皮带基督，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、驻足的、为奴的或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。保罗在这边说，我们受洗归入主耶稣以后啊
，Here Paul said, after you baptize belonging to Christ,
无论哪一种种族啊
，No matter what races you are,
在基督里面都成为一呀。
In Christ, you are one.
每个种族的文化观念。背景都不一样
all races have different culture and different background as well.
那么能够成为一家人是不容易的。
And if you are able to be as one family, then it is not easy.
能够成为一体更不容易啊。
And it's not easy to become as one body as well.
但是在真教会里面就是能够这样。
But in the true church, we are able to experience that.
那一体呢？当然手痛，脚也会感觉呀、
啊。Being as one body, if the hand experience pain, and your body and your feet will experience it as well.
头皮痒痒，手也知道要去抓一抓。
If your head being itchy, then your hand would know and it would wanted to wanted to scrap it.
就是同一体都会感觉到。
And this is to say that all parts of your body will feel it.
那么我们在属灵方面就是这样。
And this is likened to our spiritual life.
所以保罗受苦呢，哥林多教会会感觉到。
So when Paul suffered, the Korean church will know that as well.
他们在邻里相通啊。
Because they are true in the spiritual, in spirit.
所以保罗得到安慰，他们也同样得到安慰。
Because and when Paul received comfort, they similarly will receive comfort.
所以对保罗有益处，当然对哥林多教会也有益处。
So what benefit to Paul, it will be beneficial to the church of Corinth as well.
这是我们受洗啊，受罪的功能啊。不但让我们呢成为义人啊。
And this is the effectiveness of the water baptism that is able to wash away sin and able to have its effectiveness as one.
还有一个功能就是让我们结合在一起成为一啊。
And one of them, it would be enable us to be united as one.
那么还有一个功能。
And there is another effective as well.
就是借着圣灵呢，能够发出来的这种功能。
And this is only could be done through the Holy Spirit.
请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节
12-13
我们不拘束犹太人是希利尼人是为奴的是驻足的都从一位圣灵受洗成为一个身体因以一位圣灵保罗在这边强调啊，无论是犹太人希利尼人
Here Paul emphasized that whether it is Jew or Greek
都从一位圣灵受洗呀、
啊、，that we are all baptized in one spirit，
那就能够成为一个身体。
Only then we can become one body。
同样呢，来引一位圣灵的属灵的这种快乐。
And similarly, the joy that we receive from the spirit。
所以保罗受苦，那么对哥林多教会信徒就有益处了。
And so when Paul received the suffering, then it would be beneficial to the people of Corinth.
所以诗篇119篇里面说受苦与我有益啊。
So in Psalm 119, the psalmist says, suffering is beneficial to me.
这个我是包括我们在内的。
This I includes all of us.
那么保罗在这一章里面呢他也有提到这一点啊。
And Paul has also mentioned about this point.
我们再看26节。哥林多前书十二章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 25.
二十六节
,sorry, 26.
若一个肢体受苦所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀所有的肢体就一同快乐。再看二十七节
,27,
你们就是基督的身子并且各自做主体。保罗在这里提到我们在基督里面是各自做主体啊。
That Paul tells us that we are all parts and made up of one body.
那么一个主体受苦啊其他的主体都会感受到。
That if one part has suffered, then the rest of the body will experience it.
所以我们弟兄姐妹真的能够达到这种情形啊。
So if, brothers and sisters, we can attain this situation,
那就能够互相得到造就。
That then we will be able to edify one another.
一个肢体非常荣耀，其他的肢体也是分受荣耀的。
If a part is very, can receive, can give glory, then all the parts can give glory as well.
那么一个猪蹄在受苦其他的猪蹄也同样受苦
If one part suffer then the rest of the part will also suffer
如果我们的教会还没有达到这种情形会继续 有一些患难来让我们渐渐去体会。
If our church has not attained this situation, then suffering will come to us in order for us to experience it.
让我们呢能够渐渐在属灵方面能够成为一体，成为一呀。
And we will gradually become as one.
那么受苦本身呢，得到医治也可以让其他的人信心更加增加了。
And suffering can receive benefit to us, and also will increase the faith of others.
那保罗也提到说，他本身受苦会呢，对其他的弟兄姐妹的信心呢，能够增加。
And Paul said, and because of his suffering, that the people around him will have a stronger faith.
我们再看哥林多后书第一章第七节。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7.
第一章第七节。
1:7.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。哥林多教会呢，的弟兄姐妹呢，跟保罗同受苦楚啊。
The church in Corinth has shared the same suffering as Paul.
那么保罗说呢，这样使他们所对他们所存的盼望呢，更加确定啊。
And Paul said that their hope will be firm.
就是保罗更能够信任，更有信心。来信任哥林多教会的人。
And this is to say that Paul will have trust in the people of Corinth.
因为哥林多教会的人呢，也跟他同受苦楚啊。
Because the people of Corinth has been through the suffering with him.
那同得安慰啊。
And therefore they share in the same comfort.
那么也就是说呢，神为了要让整个教会的人得到更美好的造就
，and so if that God wants us to receive edification，
那彼此之间呢都有信心呐、啊、
，that we must have faith between us，
我不怀疑你，你不怀疑我啊
，that we should not have doubt among brothers and sisters。
那么要达到这种情形，就是以苦难。这种功课呢，来调整，来提升我们呐、啊。
So to attain this situation, that we must have suffering, that we must encounter suffering, that we will able to receive comfort.
这是保罗呢在这一段里面所阐明的道理呀、啊。
And this is what Paul emphasized about.
也就是说，神的杰作呢相当多啊。
杰作，
神的。铸造方法很多啊。
That God has many ways.
有时候是我们一下子没有办法去了解的。
And we at times has no way of understanding it.
如果一层一层去了解，真的很快乐啊。
If you are able to understand it step by step, perhaps you enjoy the joy from it.
因为你会发现主耶稣用心良苦。主耶稣的爱何等的浩大
，because then you know that how great is the love of Lord Jesus。
所以我们的信心要坚固呢，就是要了解这种道理呀、啊。
So if we want to strengthen our faith, then we must understand this teaching。